You bring your phone everywhere. Work, school, the movies. Now you can bring it to an Xfinity store for an easy way to switch to Xfinity Mobile, a new kind of network designed to save you money. You can get up to 5 lines of talk and text included with Xfinity Internet at no extra cost, so all you pay for is data. It's never been easier to switch to Xfinity Mobile and keep the phone you love. Click here to see how. Sorry, I gotta take this. Restrictions apply. Limited to select mobile phones. Requires activation of a new line of Xfinity Mobile. Up to 5 devices per account. New Xfinity Internet customers limited to up to 2 lines pending activation of Internet service.
She knows. She tells. Food in New York is Joan Hamburg. Where New York comes to talk. 77 WABC.
Welcome to the Joan Hamburg Show, and we have been celebrating entrepreneurs for the last couple of weeks. People who really go out on a limb, take a chance, follow their passion, and this, of course, is the American dream, the American way of life. Steve Gold, who is a marketer and has been involved in a family business for many years, when I think it was his wife who said something like, I wish you could get me a burger that tastes delicious but isn't full of fat. And next thing you know, Steve Gold said, why not? And he literally produced something called Skinny Burgers. And we have been testing them here. One of our producers, Matt Meany, is a burger aficionado. And first I made them for him to make sure he did it the right way. And he said, these are beyond delicious. And I made them in a heavy iron pan. There was almost no fat at all in the bottom of the pan. And then I gave him a package and he made them himself and said, he's hooked. So welcome, Steve Gold.
Hi, how are you?
Hello, and tell us, Skinny Burger, you had been in food-related areas, but is that really a true story that your wife eating one of your grilled burgers said, I wish you could do this in a thin version?
Absolutely true story, and you know the saying, a happy wife is a happy life,
right.
So I'm not
going to
go against that saying.
Yeah, but easier said than done. So where did it come from? How did you even go about this?
Well, I came up with different ideas. Since I was at that time in the chicken business, I said, you know what, let me take some chicken and let me mix it with beef and see what happens, because chicken is lower in fat and calories than beef. And we did some many, many trials until we got to the flavor profile that you tasted. And
really
what I
delicious.
Found is I made a discovery that we're waiting for the patent on, that when you cook this product, the moisture from the meat, the beef, is absorbed by the chicken. So that's why you're left with a very, very juicy burger that tastes like a fat-laden burger.
Exactly. You know, that's what I found so interesting. It has a real deep burger taste.
Yes. I mean, people don't, when they taste it, they can't believe that there's chicken in there, and that's what we wanted. You know, a lot of the consumers, you know, they'll go out to all the, you know, high-end, you know, burger places.
Yeah, like now they're $20, $30 for a burger.
Right. But when they taste it, they need 5 napkins to wipe their mouth.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, a good majority of the burger is made from fat. The higher the fat content, the juicier the burger. But, you know, and they love it. So what happens is they, you know, their wife or husband or partner says, let's make a barbecue. They go to the supermarket and they look at the ground beef or the burgers and they say, okay, I got to get 90-10, you know, which is 90%
right.
beef, 10% fat. And they take it home and they cook it and they say, this doesn't taste anything like that other burger. It's so dry. So we, with the process that we did, that solves that problem. So they can have a healthy burger and have it taste just like an unhealthy burger.
Right. So it's, let me just make sure I have it right. So your patent pending,
correct.
Your product is a combination of grass-fed beef and chicken, no junk, no antibiotics, it's no added hormones, and they're gluten-free, the whole deal.
Correct.
Is that correct?
Correct.
So then here's a question. By the way, I'm talking to Steve Gold, who has been in the food-related business, but then one day, to appease his burger-loving wife, created Skinny Burgers. So you know, because you've been in the food industry, not easy to get freezer space, refrigerators, anything in a market for a new product. So how did this happen, and how does the world know about Skinny Burgers?
Well, you know, over the years, I developed a very good relationship with many of the VP directors of meat at the major chains. So anytime I had launched a new product,
got ears listening.
And it was very successful. So when I started this business, because of my success rate on introducing other new products, they said, okay, let's bring it in, after they tasted it.
Right.
And they loved it, and they said, let's bring it in. So that was very helpful. So, you know, because of my years of contacts, I jumped over a few steps when someone wants to launch a new food item.
Right, it's hard. Hard getting space. So let me ask you, too. The Skinny Burgers, which come in burgers, right, already pre-made, just
right.
The shape, come in like a pound package.
In a ground pack. And then also, in the next few weeks, we're coming out with a skinny meatball, Italian-flavored
meatball.
Oh,
I love that. But we have to cook it, which is what we like.
Yes.
How many less calories do you have that? Are these than the traditional burger?
Well, compared to a regular 80-20 burger, which
right.
is the most common burger
uh-huh.
that a lot
people
of the restaurants, you know, sell,
uh-huh.
We're 40% less fat and 25% less calories.
Well, that's terrific.
And we're also higher in protein than a regular burger.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're targeting people who want to eat healthy.
Uh-huh.
People, and also, you know, people who are concerned about what they eat because they work out. And, you know, when you work out, you want to always eat high protein.
Exactly.
So this, was able to come up with a solution, what they were looking for, a low-fat product but with high protein.
And does it make a good meatloaf, or it's too lean?
No, it makes a great meatloaf. You can't tell. Whatever you make with meat, you substitute, you know, the skinny burger, the skinny ground.
Uh-huh.
No one will tell that it's lower in fat.
Yeah, which is terrific. So how's it going so far?
It's going well. We launched it last year right before the summer.
Uh-huh.
It did very, very well. And, now we're ready to launch it for relaunch. Well, we're still in the stores, but with a bigger push. For this spring, for this barbecue season, and launching some new items.
Which is great. And what does it retail for? In the markets, of course, vary.
Yeah,
but
it varies, $7.99, $8.99.
A pound.
We're at Fairways.
Mm-hmm.
We're at ShopRite's.
I love it.
And King's.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm telling you, I did just what you said, only I did it in a big, heavy skillet. You know, my favorite inexpensive large skillet, you can barely lift that cast iron pan. And it was perfect. And we kept looking because there was almost no residual fat on the bottom of the pan.
Right. So when you cook this burger, you're getting, after it's cooked, you're still getting the 4 ounces, almost the exact 4 ounces
that you put in.
Made,
yeah.
Which is pretty unusual today.
Well, good luck. I think you're going to have another big hit, Skinny Burgers. This is the brainchild of Steve Gold. And you heard, it's much less calories, much less fat. It's a combination of top ingredients, from top-of-the-line chicken to very good beef, very good meat. And it's all grass-fed, no antibiotics, no added hormones. Congratulations, Steve Gold.
Thank you.
We'll follow the progress. It sounds really interesting.
And thank you very much for having me.
Anytime. I'm Joan Hamburg for WABC.